This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. According to the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, drug overdoses are now the number one cause of injury-related deaths in this country, opioids mostly. And one unpleasant reality of that, apart from the obvious one, is that morgues and medical examiners are being overwhelmed. Marketplace's Adam Allington has that one.
It was several years ago when David Madfus and his wife Tanya were walking home after enjoying a late dinner in San Francisco. They were crossing the street about one block from their house when a truck making a left-hand turn hit them.
I fell on my shoulder. My wife fell and hit her head on the street and suffered severe brain trauma.
Madfus's wife Tanya died a week later, but it would take 6 months more before a death certificate was complete. During that time, Madfus was unable to receive pension benefits from his wife's four retirement accounts.
And so with those retirement programs, we had survivor benefit option, and they would not accept the death certificate that said pending.
Madfus's case wasn't unique. At one point last year, the L.A. County Morgue had a backlog of 180 bodies due to understaffing. As overdose deaths skyrocket across the country, toxicology tests, which used to take a month or two, are now regularly taking a half a year, tying up funerals, insurance payouts, and criminal cases.
When you look at the numbers of people dying from drug overdose deaths, it does now exceed the number of people dying in car crashes.
Rose Rudd is a health scientist with the Centers for Disease Control. The reason for the increase, she says, is a growing addiction to opioid-based painkillers, as well as increased use of new deadly synthetic opioids.
In 1999, there was about 8,000 people in the United States that died from a drug overdose involving an opioid. And in 2015, there was over 33,000 drug overdose deaths that involved an opioid.
The term opioids refers to a family of drugs including morphine, oxycodone, and heroin. But while heroin is generally about four times the potency of morphine, synthetic opioids such as fentanyl or carfentanyl are much stronger.
These are two cases in progress, basically just little tiny packets of white and tan powder.
Brandon Jones is the lead chemist at the Washington, D.C. drug lab. In front of him, heroin confiscated by police has tested positive for furanylfentanyl, an opioid synthetic 100 times more potent than heroin.
Even a small amount, like less than a milligram, can actually just kill somebody straight outright.
And because overdoses occur in such smaller amounts, Jones says detecting them in toxicology tests is much more difficult. Dr. Brian Peterson is the president of the National Association of Medical Examiners. He says many doctors are already working at the upper limit of the number of autopsies they're allowed per year.
While there are maybe 500 or 600 forensic pathologists working in the country these days, we could use at least twice that many.
In addition to a supply shortage of doctors, Peterson says the increased number of overdoses also mean more time spent testifying in criminal cases.
That means more time in court. And of course, if you're in court, you can't be doing autopsies. So eventually, it's more work being extracted from the same small pool of people.
The state of Maryland recently added $400,000 to increase salaries for examiners forced to work longer hours. One county in Ohio even borrowed an air-conditioned mass casualty trailer to relieve a lack of space at the morgue. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.